Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. Here are your hosts, Andrew, Damaya, and Antonio.
And welcome back to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. Yes, the voice is a little bit different because I am not a student here. I am a teacher. I like to call this episode the teacher takeover because my guys can't get this right. So I'm just joking with them. But here once again to bring you everything when it comes to Hartsville High School sports and everything around it that surrounds it. And one of the things that surrounds it and the things that we try to support is community service. I think that it's one of the most important things that can happen at a school as far as from a teacher standpoint, as well as students. It teaches them how to give back to the community in many different ways. And there's one community service event that I love to hate on this campus because it always comes during my basketball season. And I always have to alter how we do things practice wise and game wise. But I am always proud and happy to support this lovely lady, a close friend of mine and my family, Miss Madge Zemp, who actually you heard her voice on the episode earlier today. The boys went ahead and interviewed her. So if you want to listen, you could listen to that episode and learn more about Miss Zemp. But welcome to the show, Miss Zemp.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
You see? You hear all those people? Those people, they're outside. They wait. They're here for you.
Yes.
They're here for you. You're the reason why we're here. Blood drive.
One of the most important things that's happened around here. We save, Hartsville High School supports the saving of over 900 lives a year through our blood drive. We have three drives a year, one in November, one in February, the one you love to hate.
Yes.
And we have one in May. It's a great event. The kids do a great job of recruiting donors as well as donating themselves. And it's phenomenal. We are like the largest in our area in South Carolina. I don't think they have the Carolina Clemson blood drive anymore. I'm not sure about that, but that was the only one that trumped us in donations.
Okay.
So they look to the Foxes to pull it out.
Yeah, as everyone should. They should always look to the Foxes.
Absolutely.
That's where it's at.
Absolutely. I got two here with me. Coach, I'll let you talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
These are two seniors that have really taken it and run with it this last 2 years particularly. Mm-hmm. Really been working with it 3 years. But I don't know what we're going to do without them next year. And I try to tell them to get me somebody like them. And they say there's not anybody like them. That's what they tell me.
So I'm talking about Brooke Isgett, senior Brooke Isgett, and senior Courtney Hasty, correct? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Y'all have fans. You're gonna be signing autographs afterwards?
For sure.
See, that's what I like to hear. Sign some autographs. So she's Ms. Zemp said from a student standpoint. So she said that you guys go out and actually sign people up. How difficult is that? Because I know it's got to be difficult to ask people, hey, give me some blood.
Well, it's a lot easier at the school, like because the students they get so much like extra credit or. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what else do we get? We get hours for classes and stuff, or like clubs, and then
National Honor Society,
and Beta's a big club. One. But it's harder in the community. Like, really, you can only get family members.
Mm-hmm. They have to go around their work schedule and stuff.
Yeah, and they're like, why would we go out there and give blood? I don't think they realize how
impactful it is.
Yeah,
and we do have some walk-ins, and these girls can tell you that. They man the desk, the sign-in, the registration, and it gets a little hairy there for a bit. Like, we'll have them backed up, and, yeah. And you know, teachers might be saying, where's so-and-so? I sent them over there 2 hours ago. Well, we have to let the community come in first because they have to get back to work. So it gets a little squirrely there for a little bit. But at the end of the day, we're tired, and we're really happy. But I'll let you ask these girls some more questions.
Well, first, before we get to – I'm going to come back to them. How did you get started with it?
I actually was, I guess, relayed the blood drive some years ago. I don't even know how many years ago it's been now, 10 or more, 15. Mm-hmm. The Beta Club and National Honor Society sponsors a long time ago were the ones that carried the blood drives. But we have increased it from one blood drive a year. We now have three. Mm-hmm. And the Red Cross gives us last year we earned $3,000 in scholarship money.
Oh, wow.
That our students can apply for. And, of course, you'd have to have been involved with the blood drive and giving blood, recruiting. You know, you can't just come and work in the concessions area and then apply for the scholarship.
Yeah.
So it does pay off there. And it's just something that's become very important. My husband was very sick last year with COVID and received the infusion. Mm. And I didn't realize that it's plasma-based. Oh. And, you know, it's become very personal to me now because I've never had a family member that, you know, was waiting for someone to give blood to save their life. But now I can truly say that, and, you know, his doctor said had he not had the infusion, he would have never made it. Mm. So it's very personal, and people need to remember that because, you know, we say red foxes roll up your sleeves,
yeah.
And we'd like for everybody else to do that too.
Okay. Brooke, what got you to want to be involved?
Her story about her husband did a lot because my grandpa was sick too, and the blood saved his life too, and my grandma because they have a lot of problems, but the blood saved them multiple times. And plus just seeing all the, like, people in our school get involved made me want to get involved too.
What about you, Courtney?
Yeah, kind of the same thing. And, like, I started just because we kind of had to for hours and all, mm-hmm. but then I really enjoyed doing it. And you just really realize that you're helping people, and it's, like, something that's actually, like, you can see the impact on people.
Okay, and that's, I think that that's the thing that we don't, you are actually able to see the impact. But I think a lot of people are not able or can't connect the dots, so to speak.
We now get feedback from the Red Cross. You all tell Coach about that.
There's the app. I think you have to be 17, but because you create your own little profile, and it'll alert you whenever there's blood drives in your area, or you can sign up through the app and all. But also after you give blood, you can look and see exactly where your blood goes and
I know personally, mine told me it saved a little girl's life in Georgia when I
donated
last time.
That gives me chills every time.
Yeah.
But that's powerful.
It is.
That's powerful. And by the way, these two ladies, these young ladies, these Hartsville High School athletes, they give every blood drive. They roll their sleeves up and give also.
Okay, well, yeah, I have never rolled my sleeves up.
Coach, we're going to get you in May.
Yeah, I've never rolled my sleeves up.
You're coming in May.
Yes, I've been here 5 years. And every year I walk in there and I go, let's roll up the sleeves. And then they go, well, you're going to have to wait this. And I'll be like, I'll be back. And then
you don't come back.
Yeah. Then I don't come back. So this year, May, you got me. So this particular blood drive is when, what are the hours? How can people sign up?
What is it, 8:30?
To 2:30?
8:30 to 2:30.
You can sign up online with the app or with a student at the school.
On Thursday,
February 17th.
In Ulmer Gym?
Ulmer Gym.
Right here at Hartsville High School.
We'll be in our old gym because basketball.
Hey,
basketball is all about the Foxes now, the running Red Foxes.
Yeah.
but we're going to be very busy that day because Coach has a playoff game. Is it playoff?
First round of the playoffs, yes. But I think on that day, I think, you know, what you guys are doing,
right,
more so than anything else that could be happening at the school, it's important to get everybody involved. So, Brooke, I know you said from hearing Ms. Zim's story and then you personally, say something to the students that'll get them to, because I think those are probably some of the hardest people to get to sign up.
Right.
So what can you say to them? Because we have a good listening base, a good bit of people listen so far. So what can you say to them to get them involved? What message would you give to them?
I would definitely try to help them understand that it's not just people around the world that you're helping. It's also your family, because it's not just sometimes when you're sick, you need blood. And if you don't have it, then you might not make it.
Okay.
So definitely it's impacting more people than you think. And when you give blood, you're definitely going to see that, especially when you have the app. Little girl that they said my blood went to, she had cancer, and it was deathly. And it gives you all these facts, and it was it really opened my eyes to see it actually saves lives.
Okay, Courtney, I want you to talk to the students now, because I know the teachers are a problem too.
Because
I'm a problem child. So
can I speak to the teachers right quick?
Speak to the teachers.
Hartsville High School faculty, staff, you're listening. Let them out of class. They'll make up their work. Because, you know, that test is really just not as important as somebody's life. If that was your loved one waiting for the blood.
I agree. So that's pretty much some of the hang-up you see.
Not a lot. But we do have a little, little bit of a problem with, oh, well, they can't miss my class. Well, you know, that one class, you know, is not that important when the person you love the most is needing some blood and you're standing somewhere hoping and praying and praying and hoping. Okay. So let them go. Let them try. The kids are rolling up their sleeves, so give them their support.
So how you gonna get some teachers to roll their sleeves up? Get me to roll mine up.
We have a lot of teachers.
Oh, we do. We forgot to say you're getting, what is it, $10. You're getting a $10 Amazon gift card for anyone who donates.
And right back also, to your email.
Yep, and also a
free iced coffee.
It's like a free coffee and a donut and Dunkin' Donuts. Like,
and we have one Hartsville now, so you don't have to drive all the way to Florence.
Yeah, and it's not bad. Like, it's... You're just, it's a little poke, and then you're done. And then you get a free sandwich and cookies, and people are nice.
I was terrified the first time.
But as you can see, I'm afraid of needles.
I was too. Close your eyes.
I was really scared. I'd never given blood before, but it's not that bad.
Yeah. It's just not as scary as I would imagine riding that bus with all those children you haul around all the time.
Well, I'm going to tell you the joke I always have with when I go to the doctor and the lady has to take my blood. I always tell her, she looks, I say, man, I'm afraid of needles. And then she looks at all my tattoos and she says, apparently you're not.
Oh, then there you go.
But it does, like, just the thought of it.
Yeah,
like,
it don't just, look at it.
Huh?
Don't look at it when they're sticking it in you.
I'd be scared.
You just they have don't to think that it's worth it. Like, a little poke, a little bit of scared is worth, what, you save, like, three people with one unit of blood.
Wow.
Potential of saving three lives.
Because you were scared for, like, 4 seconds, you know?
How long does it take, though? How long does the, for the people that don't know, how long, like me, who don't know, how long does the process take while you're sitting there?
Well, we're gonna run us, one of these days, we're going to do us
a clock
and see, get a prize for who donates the fastest. We have some people that donate really, really fast. Brooke donated once they got her in the chair, got her hooked up, got her.
I was done in like 10 minutes.
10 minutes. She was done. I think the fastest we've ever had is like under, just under 5.
It just depends on how fast your blood comes out.
Really?
Like, I've seen it shoot out of this little container. So you're saying for like 10 minutes it has to come out?
Once you're stuck, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you it doesn't hurt. Once it's that little initial stick.
See, now you're telling me something about the worst part.
No, you're scared of the actual needle, then pulling it out. It's not.
Okay.
That's what hurts.
You're going to have to take it out, so you can't stop that.
It's just like.
Well, okay. I guess I got to. Y'all are talking me into it, but y'all doing a bad job now.
You come over and help us Thursday.
I will. I'm going to give you my time. I'm going to bring my class in.
And
we'll sit down, and you'll have access to my classes to do run errands and everything else. I'm also going to wherever the sign-up sheets are. I'm going to allow, because I have sophomores, but I'm going to allow them to take home the forms and get them signed by their parents if they can. I don't know if they could donate, as long as they have...
They have to be 16.
16? Well, if they're 16, I'll give it to the 16-year-olds, and I'll offer them some extra credit and whatever and else y'all
give
them for.
Even if they don't get in on this blood drive, we got May coming up, and May's a huge drive, because we're going into the summer, so we have a spell that we're not involved
people
with.
People are done, college kids are home.
And we get
so
a lot,
it's a good time.
Yeah.
We get a lot of repeat Hartsville High students, former Hartsville High students that come back and donate.
We had a bunch last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you definitely got me sold.
And we have a lot. We have a lot of faculty.
Okay, so a lot of faculty does show.
Mr. Lewis
has
signed
support.
Up for this one.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yes, he has.
As long as he doesn't have any meetings that day, he should be fine.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Well, anything else you would like the people to know, either of y'all? About the blood drive coming out, and any final words?
And folks can show up if they go, you know what, I had no idea I'd work it into my schedule today. Walk in, tell these folks at the front desk that they're walk in, need to get back, need to get in. We always let the community members go ahead.
Okay.
So they're welcome to walk in.
Oh, and also students, make sure you have some sort of like ID, like preferably like a permit or a driver's license, but I think we can take
a student ID.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's good. I want to thank you, Courtney and Brooke, for your time, and of course, Miss Madge Zemp. So make sure to check out the blood drive February 17th, Thursday, in Omer Gym from 8:30 to
2:30,
which really means 5 o'clock.
yeah, I knew you would throw that in there.
Which really means 5 o'clock. But once again, thank you guys for your time. We are hoping that everybody comes out and supports. And if you see these two young ladies or Ms. Zemp around, ask them how you can sign up for the blood drive on Thursday, February 17th. Remember, you can catch this podcast each and every Friday on all podcast platforms. Until next time, for my podcasters who are not podcasting right now.
But let me say they were fun yesterday.
They were fun
yesterday. We had a grand time.
This is Coach English, and we're out.